The current policy is a cost to taxpayers that can be reduced, says Senator Cynthia Wolken.
As of this morning, from the Department of Corrections, there are about 120 people who've been paroled. So the parole board has determined that they're not a danger to the public. They're sitting in a prison bunk bed because they can't find housing. We pay, out of the general fund, $3,600 a month to house these people.
The Democrat from Missoula says a better alternative is to allow the Department of Corrections to offer offenders a housing voucher that's good for up to 3 months. During that time, that individual will have to find a job and more permanent housing. Wolken estimates issuing these vouchers will cost the state about $200,000.
I know it's hard to ask people to help fund housing for offenders, but when offenders don't have places to live, they reoffend and they go back to prison, which is very expensive. So really, please look at this as a public safety and a fiscal savings to the state.
Senate Bill 65 won preliminary approval in the Senate after it was amended to prevent the state from seeking federal funds to develop or administer the supportive housing grant program. This measure is part of a package of bills to come from the Commission on Sentencing. The panel was charged with studying current sentencing policies and suggest ways to improve the process and, when possible, save money. Wolken is sponsoring the bulk of the bills. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.